Good
Love
evening.
Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. We are live on the Monday night weekly Avon Motivational Radio Show, and I'd just like to welcome all of you to the show, and we have absolutely a fantastic show scheduled for you today. We have none other than John Waller, who is a life coach. He's just phenomenal. He's a phenomenal person. I had the opportunity to speak with him several times as we were planning for the show, and I know that he has some wonderful golden nuggets in which he's going to share with you. So if you haven't done so already, make sure you have your downline on the radio call, because you don't want them to miss this call at all. This is going to take your business to the next level. So just plug John in. Good evening, John.
Hi there.
Are you there? Hi.
Good evening, Pat. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. And yourself?
Unbelievable, thank you.
Oh, boy, we had people on early. They were just waiting like 4 minutes before time to make sure they got on the call so they wouldn't get blocked out. So they're really anxious.
Grab a seat. Perfect.
Yeah. So, John, but first of all, before we begin, and I have to again apologize because I wrote Walker and it's Waller. As your
no
last
worries.
Name.
It's all good.
Can you just again, because some people come from the Facebook, so they don't have the luxury of reading that fabulous bio in which you shared with me, which I shared with my downline. So you can tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I've been in sales a little over 30 years, and I'm one of Eric Lofholm's. I am his top sales trainer. I've been involved with network marketing. I've been involved in direct sales. I've sold insurance. I've sold headsets, pagers, on hold marketing systems. I've made thousands and thousands of phone calls. Sounds like we've got some background noise. Can we mute the line out, Pat?
Okay, I'll see if I can mute out.
That's better. Can you hear me, Pat?
I can. Can you hear me?
Perfect. Yes, I can.
Okay.
So I've been in sales for a long, long time, and my passion is to help other people with sales. I almost passed away about 40 months ago.
Wow.
God brought me back from a major stroke and an open heart surgery the same day.
Wow.
And it's not to feel sorry for me, but I tell the story just so that people will know that you can survive anything. God brought me back to do
wow.
this work, to help coach and mentor people in sales. That's why I'm still here on the planet. Because obviously my time wasn't up, and he feels I've got some gifts to share with some folks. So that's what being on the planet, I think, is all about, is helping other people, is to sharing the gifts and the wisdom that he gives us.
That's exactly right.
I love what Rush says. I don't always agree with Rush, and I don't listen to the radio a lot, but I used to hear him say, talent on loan from God, and I love that. So
yeah.
That's, any wisdom I've got, it's on loan from God, and it's not for me to keep, it's for me to share.
Absolutely. And we're so glad that he's using you as an instrument to share
Thank you.
Great knowledge with my downline.
Absolutely,
so
my pleasure.
So what do you have in store? We talked a little bit about, and I don't even have your agenda, but I know we talked about contact management.
Oh, sure.
And,
yes.
and LinkedIn and Twitter. So, I'm going to let you go ahead and just roll with whatever you
okay.
want to start with.
You got it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
We'll be done. We'll be done in about 6 hours. Just kidding.
Okay,
I have a goofy sense of humor, but I appreciate you giving me the extra time. So we'll get rocking and rolling here.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Pat. So my name is John Waller, and the title of my little talk tonight is New Ideas to Make Your Sales Explode. And just to get started with, let's just pretend we're all sitting around a Starbucks that has leather chairs. It doesn't have like really uncomfortable wooden chairs. We're all sitting around a Starbucks with comfortable chairs. And if you're like me and you hate to take notes, I'm going to make life really easy on you. Most of the notes that things I'm going to give you, I can email you my notes. All you have to do is send me an email to johnw at Eric, E-R-I-C, Lofholm, L-O-F as in Frank, H-O-L-M as in Mary, ericlofholm.com. And in the subject line, just put notes 9/17/2012 and just put your name and phone number in the body of the email. And if you don't want to take copious notes and get carpal tunnel and just be engaged in what we're sharing tonight, go and send me an email, and I'll be happy to send you my notes out.
That's great. Can you, one more time, for those people who are scrambling to grab a pen and a paper, can you read the email one more time?
Sure. John W. at Eric, E-R-I-C, Lofholm. It's L-O-F as in Frank, H-O-L-M as in Mary.com. And I'm available to chat. You know, I'm not one of these people. So a lot of people, I know you hear them on the radio or whatever, and they don't return your calls. Trust me, I know, because I've called a lot of them. My phone number, if you ever want to reach out and you need some coaching advice or you're stuck on something, give me a call. My number is 408-679-4050.
So, and I believe that when I sent out the email blast, I may have put your phone number on that email blast.
Perfect.
At the bottom.
Good deal.
Yeah.
So what we're doing right now is building a little bit of trust and rapport like Pat and I have. And this is off agenda and it's off topic, but I got to tell you, it's probably the most important thing you can do in any relationship you have, whether it's business or personal. Trust and rapport is huge, and it's one of the things that we teach in our – I'm a real preacher of using systems and scripts in sales, and we have a system which is called Sales Mountain, and my success I've had with Eric is based upon trust and rapport. If you don't have trust and rapport with somebody, you're never going to get very far, so just keep that in mind. There's a lot of things I'm going to share with you. I call them golden nuggets. These are little tips and tricks. So you can just go ahead and just jot down. You can, when I say it's a golden nugget, you don't have to write that out. You can just write down GN and circle it for golden nuggets. But we still got some background noise on the call. But I'm going to get rolling here anyway.
Okay.
So go ahead and do me a favor, folks, write and jot down today's date, which is 9/17, and jot down December 8th and 9th. These are some dates that are going to have a major impact in your sales career today, I feel, and December 8th and 9th. So I want to share a couple of quotes with you. This first one is a real favorite of mine. I was thinking about this a couple of weeks ago. I was on my way up to see Eric, and God gave me this quote, and I was actually crying when I was driving on the freeway when I was thinking about this. You need to live like it's the last time you're ever going to do anything. Like, this might be the last time I ever do a presentation to anybody. So I want you to know that I'm going to give you the best presentation I've ever given right now, tonight. Because I don't know if my number is going to be up before I get to do this again. And it doesn't matter. You're deserving of my best presentation, my best work, right here, right now. So keep that in mind when you're doing a presentation in front of one person or five people or ten. Give it to them like it's the last time you're ever going to do it, like it's the best thing you could ever do. Give that to them. They will appreciate it, and so will you. Number two is, I learned this 5 years ago from a gentleman who is still alive and still working in real estate. His name is Frank Liu, and I learned this from him. I love this. If you're not learning, you are dying.
Huh.
And I think it's very, very profound.
That
if
is
you're
very
not
profound.
Learning, you're dying. I love that. So number three, something that my mentor, Eric Lofholm, has taught me is stay in the conversation. I'm sure, Pat, you can appreciate this. Stay in the conversation. What that means is if Pat's telling you something or giving you knowledge, stay and listen to that. Be engaged with the message she is giving to you. And the other thing is, move at the speed of instruction. If she advises you to do something, then do it. And stay in the conversation with your clients and your prospects, your retail clients and your distributors, your reps. Stay in the conversation with them. Just a huge, profound idea. So I want to take a couple minutes and share who Eric Laufholm is. I work for Eric, and that's the reason why I'm here is to share this information with you that he started this company about 20 years ago. And Eric did not have a lot of success first off, and he learned a lot about himself from starting about 20 years ago in sales. His very first job, he was in sales. In the very first year he was in sales, he was in court of probation for 2 months. He almost lost his job, and he got dragged into the sales manager's office. Sales manager said, "Eric, you know, sales isn't for everybody, and maybe it's just not for you." So he said, "We have a three-strike rule here, and you've got two strikes. You've got 30 days left to either make it or move out." So with his back against the wall, Eric sought out some answers, and one of his mentors he was working with, Tony Martinez, he suggested he talk to his mentor, who is Dr. Donald Moyne. Dr. Moyne is probably the preeminent PhD on the planet when it comes to authoring books and teaching about systems and scripts in sales. So Tony hooked up Eric with Dr. Moyne, and Dr. Moyne has been Eric's mentor and teacher ever since the last 20 years. Eric has spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and hours working with Dr. Moyne. And that very first month after working with him, Eric was blessed. He was able to do $10,500 in sales that first month. That $500 is significant because that was the difference in him making quota or not making quota, that one $500 sale. The second month, Eric did $51,000 in sales. So Eric went from worst to first in 60 days. In the third month, Eric did $163,800 in sales. And this is from what he learned from Dr. Moyne's systems. And what that taught Eric is that selling is a learned skill. At Eric Laufholm International, we fervently believe that we are all born with unique gifts and talents. One of the many, many gifts that Eric has been blessed with is he's a born teacher. Once he learned Dr. Moyne's systems, he shared them with his coworkers at his very first job. Many of them saw immediate increases in results in their sales, just like you will. Then what Eric did was he went to work. After that, he went to work for Tony Robbins for about 3 years, teaching Tony Salesforce how to sell. After that, Eric started Eric Laufholm International in 1999. Now, Pat, what I want to share with you and the ladies is a story about somebody in your own industry of direct sales. Judy O'Higgins was a counselor, and she was not a salesperson, never been in sales before. She got towards the age of retirement, and she was scared. She looked at what was going to be happening to her and her husband when they hit retirement and said, "This isn't going to work. I need another vehicle to help us with retirement." So she sought out Eric, and Eric trained her in how to sell. And like I mentioned, our product we call our system is Sales Mountain, and he taught her how to be successful in that. And Judy is with a company that has 155,000 plus reps in the company. Because of what she learned from Eric, she is currently number 21 in that company. So Eric has had a lot of experience teaching people how to have success in direct sales. I met Eric back in 2008 at a convention in San Jose, and we connected. We hit it off really good. I didn't stay in the conversation with him. I connected back with him in 2009 a little bit, and then again this year I was talking to him, and he asked me to come on board as a trainer and as a coach, and it's been downhill ever since then. He's taught me a lot about his systems, and I've learned from them. That's why I'm able to stand here today and to share with you tips and tricks about how to be better in sales. I've had a lot of success over the last 30 years in sales, and I want to share with you today what I've learned from that experience and from learning from Eric. So I have a couple of outcomes for you this afternoon. First one is I want to share a lot of golden nuggets and tips and tricks with you about selling. Number two, I want to invite you how to join our ongoing mentoring program with Eric. So these golden nuggets that I'm going to share with you are going to help you to grow your business, get your team members activated, and help you to recruit qualified people. The three areas I'm going to talk about are networking like a pro, LinkedIn and Twitter whys and hows, and prospecting. So the first area is networking. There's 8 or 9 points I want to go over in networking for those of you that are going ahead and taking notes. First thing is when you go to a networking event, what we're talking about networking here is not typically a breakfast meeting where you show up and you sit down and you pass your cards around like a BNI or a legit meeting. What I'm really speaking to you about here is a networking event like a mixer at a chamber of commerce. So when you get to the event, I don't recommend that you do a lot of eating and drinking at the event. You're there to network, not to net eat and drink. You want to have your hands empty so that you can access your pen and other people's business cards when you're working the event. So you get your name badge. Your name badge needs to go on the right-hand side because you want to make it easier for those folks that are shaking hands with you to see your name. Because in our society, we shake hands with our right hands. They're going to look up your right arm and see your name on your right-hand side. My recommendation is, so that it doesn't look like it's your first rodeo when you go to a mixer, is you go down to the bank, withdraw your life savings, and you invest $14.73 on a professional name badge. And you've got my email address. If you want to send me an email, I can refer you to the person that does all my badges. I always go to an event with a professional name tag because the temporary ones tend to fall off, and then somebody steps on them, and it looks kind of untemporary with somebody's footprint on your name. If you have a lapel pin, Pat, I don't know if, does Avon have lapel pins for folks, like for what levels they've hit or length of time of service?
Yeah, Avon has rewards pins as they move up the rank. And then also in your Avon.com, there's a town and country section where they can order pins that have the Avon logos and stuff on it.
Beautiful. There you go. Thanks for clarifying that. So if you've got a lapel pin, I highly recommend you wear it. It's a great icebreaker and rapport builder. Wear your lapel pin. It shows folks what you've accomplished, and people are going to ask you. They're going to ask you about it. So wear your lapel pins on the left-hand side of your, if you're wearing a coat or blouse. Wear a lapel pin. It shows that you belong to something. People will ask you about it. Number two, when you're networking, you need to have a goal or a mission at that event. It will keep you out of your comfort zone. It keeps you out of your comfort zone, having a goal or a mission. My recommendation is you do not spend more than 4 or 5 minutes with any one person. That is usurping their time. It's very rude. You are there to network, and so are they. If you connect with them, get their card and say, I'll be happy to connect with you. Let's have a cup of coffee or something. Follow the 4 or 5 minute rule. Because if you're there for an hour and your goal is to meet 12 new people, 12 times 5 minutes is an hour. That's 60 minutes. 18 times 5 is 90 minutes. Spend your time wisely. Don't hit your comfort zone. If you know people at the event, say hi to them and keep on working. Don't hang out with them. Number three, start at the back of the room and work your way out. Zigzag out. It'll let you hit your goal by meeting more people versus staying at the front and staying in your comfort zone. Zigzag your way out. Here are 6 words for you that will lead you to the cash. Stick out your hand and say, hi, my name's Pat. It's nice to meet you. All you have to do is do that 12 or 18 times throughout the event, and you're golden, and you've hit your goal. Very, very simple. Just stick out your hand. Hi, nice to meet you. How are you? 5 or 6 words that will lead to the cash. Number four, be seen as a resource. What that means is don't just auction off your cards to everybody in the room. Those are the cards that you will see on your way out in the round file because they have no relationship. Those cards will end up in the garbage. You need to create relationship with the folks at the event. Just don't just hand your cards out to everybody there. Number five, let the person talk and get their card. what people are thinking about in a networking event is what they're going to say next. They're not even listening to you, what you're saying. Let them talk. If you connect with them, like I said, go ahead and set up a time to have a one-on-one with them. That's really important. But let them talk because they're nervous and they're thinking about what they're going to say next. Number six, this is a huge golden nugget. This is the most important question you will ever ask or hear asked at a networking event. You're talking to somebody and you've got their card and you've got your pen out. You say to them, Pat, if I could introduce you to three people in any industry at this event, what industries would they be in? Now, I'm not asking her who her great customers are. I want to find out who her power partners are. Now I'm being seen as a resource to her. I want to send business her way. I want to send referring sources to Pat. So that's a great question. If you ask that, you're going to be seen as a terrific resource at a networking event, not as somebody who is trying to get stuff for themselves. Dr. Ivan Meisner, who started BNI about 25, 30 years ago, wrote a book called Giver's Gain. That's a very, very true philosophy. Givers do gain. Number seven. Okay, I like to use acronyms. I'm going to not give you a lot of acronyms tonight, but LSGI stands for Little Stacks of Good Intentions. If I was there in the room with you, I would be passing around a stack of business cards with a rubber band wrapped around them with a $20 bill inside to illustrate that there is money in business cards, but not if you have a rubber band around them and they don't do anything. If you've got stacks of business cards on your desk, in shoe boxes, somewhere buried in your car or in your trunk, shame on you. You can't do anything with those cards. You can't turn those into coffee meetings, prospects, power partners, clients, retail customers, or distributors. You haven't done any kind of action with them. You have to utilize those cards. So what you can do, I highly recommend, most people have smartphones. If you're not utilizing your smartphone for putting your business cards and your contacts in there and using it for LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook, then basically what you have is a dumb phone. So I recommend you get this application. It's called Scan Biz Cards. What you can do with it is you can take pictures of business cards, put them in your address book. You can send them out to Salesforce. You can back them up to the cloud so they'll never go away. And the cool thing is you can also send them an email that night before you go home. It was nice to meet them. Then what's going to happen is that business card email that you send out is going to have a date and time stamp on it so that before you got home, you sent that out, and the people are going to receive it tomorrow morning and go, well, that person really has their act together. They did their due diligence before they got home and sent all this information out to me and whoever else they met, and it's date and time stamped in their email box. So that's using technology.
I have
number
one question.
Eight.
Well,
yeah,
I have one question.
Hey,
interrupt.
You get two. You get two.
For those people who don't have an iPhone, then what I would suggest to go.
It's also available on a Droid as well.
Yeah. Okay. Or and if they can't find, just Google in their application store business card reader, and you should be able to find it. Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, there are several, but this is the best one. Out of 500,000 apps for the iPhone, this is the best one I found. It's $3.99 for the iPhone. And it also works on the iPad because there's a camera on the iPad. So good point. Yeah, it's a wonderful app. Number eight is become a professional coffee meeting haver, either in person or virtually. What that means is you need to be developing a network of power partners, people that you can refer business to and vice versa. And one way to do that is by looking them up online, and I'll give you some tips and tricks on Twitter and LinkedIn in a moment. But you want to have one-on-one meetings either with people either in person or virtually. Now, my recommendation is you can do virtual coffee meetings because they don't cost you any gas. They don't cost you any time. If you get stood up by somebody on a virtual meeting, no heartburn, no hard feelings. You just go back to work calling people out of your contact manager. So You know, to me, it makes a lot more sense to have a coffee meeting or a one-on-one over the phone. Excuse me, but if you prefer to do it in person, then that's fine too. But what I recommend is in your smartphone, you create in your notes something called Power Partners in all caps. And this is where all the different industries go that you can refer business to and who can refer business to you. And once you have these industries figured out who you're going to have as Power Partners, you put the person's name next to it that you want to connect with and keep top of mind every 2 or 3 weeks with in your smartphone. So Power Partners, you need to have at least 30 to 40 with Gus up to 90 or 100 Power Partners. And number 10, if you're in a networking group like at your Chamber of Commerce or a BNI or a LTIP, people that you meet with every week, every 2 weeks, every 4 weeks, you want to be the example. I want you to if you have not had at least 3 one-on-one meetings with these people, then you need to set the example and do that, because there's no way that anybody can possibly refer you if they don't know you at all. So it's really, really important that you get to know them and they get to know you. That's why having one-on-ones, coffees, or lunch meetings is such a great thing. And be the example, drive the relationship so people get to know you. So now we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk about LinkedIn and Twitter. Now, LinkedIn I consider to be like Facebook with a tie. LinkedIn is for business people. And if you don't have a lot of connections, it's all right, that's something you can work on. You want to have a couple hundred to about 500 connections or more, because that way it shows people that you're out there, you're serious about your business, you want to get to know folks. And LinkedIn is a great way to do that. I have found long-lost friends that I haven't seen in 41 years by searching them out on LinkedIn. And LinkedIn's very cool for doing that. You can also go to the if you're looking for people that you used to work with, you can find them on LinkedIn. Okay. You can look at the jobs you used to have, and you can click on those jobs and open up all the people that you maybe used to work with that are now on LinkedIn. Maybe you lost contact with them. Same thing with your college and your high school. You can do the same thing. And it even has on there the year that they graduated from that school, from that college. It's from the high school. It's pretty cool. It'll have the year on there for you. So LinkedIn is a great way to look up people you used to know and people you used to work with to help you get connections. OpenNetworker.com is a great way to have people invite you to join them on LinkedIn. It's $49.95 a year. Kind of a no-brainer. You do not want to invite people to connect with you on LinkedIn that you don't know, because what will happen is those people will complain to LinkedIn and you'll get shut down by the management at LinkedIn. Not very good. You want to be active on LinkedIn. You don't want to get shut down. So what I found with LinkedIn is, like, I've been working LinkedIn since March of 2004. February of this year, I had 1,105 connections, and I really worked it really, really hard. I would work it at night, like from 9 at night to midnight, going out and seeking people that I knew and inviting them to connect with me on LinkedIn. Then somebody turned me on to OpenNetworker.com, just like it sounds, OpenNetworker.com. So I signed up for it, and now I'm at about 4,392 connections 7 months later. So I've almost quadrupled the number of people I'm connected to. And the reason why you want to be connected to so many people is every time you change your profile or you send something on your share, which is kind of like doing something on Twitter, everybody sees it. So if you became an ambassador of the year for the Chamber of Commerce, you would want people to know that. And it's not a bragging thing, but it changes on your profile, so everybody that knows you and is connected to you will see that information. If you've got a special coming up, if you've got an Avon special going on, wouldn't you like to have some place you could put that 4,400 people that know who you are going to see that? You can do that for absolutely free with LinkedIn. So that's why I think LinkedIn is a great tool using social media for that. Something else, now you might be looking for leads. Most people, we're in sales, we're looking for leads. Here's a great way you can do that. I don't know exactly what types of people. Pat, help me out here real quick. What are the folks in Avon, what kind of people, let's say, in different industries would they be maybe looking for that I can guide them here?
Well, basically, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay. Basically, what we look for is really anybody, because everyone
right.
is a potential salesperson. But, you know, basically, is a person when you talk to them and they're saying that, you know, they need extra money, like I guess with any other
sure.
any other industry.
Right.
We really run the gamut from the housewife to the
right.
executive
okay.
selling Avon products.
Right. All right. Good. Okay. So then what you can do is, here's an example. If you want to look for sales managers in LinkedIn, all you have to do is go up to the top. There's a little magnifying glass. There's a little space for searching. If you're looking for dentists, maybe you're looking for female dentists who hate what they're doing. I know lots of dentists that hate what they're doing. I've got some clients. So you go out there and you search for dentists. If you go out and search on LinkedIn today, you're going to get about 83,000 hits of dentists on LinkedIn. If you search for sales managers, you're going to get between 6.2 million and 6.4 million hits for sales managers on LinkedIn. If you want to, and you can narrow it down by geography. So, you know, there are ways that you can send out an email to these people on LinkedIn without it costing you any money, and I can teach you how to do that. So LinkedIn is just a fantastic way to get out to people, to get your message out there. So just LinkedIn is really unbelievable. Now, to me, Twitter is a quicker, lighter, ninja version of LinkedIn. And if you don't have a Twitter account, I highly recommend that you just take my advice and you take about 5 minutes and you set that up tonight. It doesn't take very long at all. So Twitter is a way for you to get your information out to other people. Other people can see who you are and you're out there in social media. So you set up your account. What I would recommend is that you follow the top three people in your company or your industry. So I would follow, if you know the names of like the top three or four people, like maybe you want to, Pat, are you on Twitter?
Yes, can you hear me?
Pat, are you on Twitter?
Yes. Yes, I'm on Twitter, LinkedIn, as well as Facebook and MySpace.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay, so then, what I would do is I would definitely follow Pat on Twitter and a couple of other top people in Avon. I would follow these people. And then here's your track to run on, your TTRO or track to run on. So you follow the top three people in your company. Number two, you send out one tweet a day. All a tweet is you having an idea or an inspiration, you send that idea out. You share that thought with other people. And it really shouldn't be you trying to market your product or service. It's you sharing a thought or a concept with other people on Twitter. What's going to happen is people are going to start following you. If you start putting a lot of crud out there, a lot of stuff that, you know, is just you advertising what you're doing, that's not good. People will not follow you if they see you doing that. That's kind of like spamming. So put good ideas out there, motivational things that you think of. You know, maybe you've got a Franklin planner, and every day Franklin has a little quote in there on the top right-hand side on the diary part. Maybe you like something that you saw in there. Put it in there. It can't be any more than 140 characters when you send a tweet. So send one tweet a day, and then the third thing is to RT or retweet four times a day. I recommend you do four retweets a day. What that does is that edifies other people. It makes them feel good when somebody else sees something that they wrote and retweets it. It kicks it out there to all the people that you have following you. So I kind of think it's like the golden rule on steroids, being able to retweet other people on Twitter. Number four is, okay, a good rule of thumb is follow only 20% of the number of people that are following you. So if you've got 1,000, I've got 251 people roughly following me right now. I've got 554 people that I'm following. That's goofy. I was taught by somebody a couple weeks ago who's got, this woman has 955,000 people following her. So she taught me this. She said, you only want to have 20% of the number of people that are following me. I should be following. So the 550 people I'm following, I need to cut that way down. That should only be about 60, 65 people. What it does is if you're following more people than are following you, when it comes to like the rankings on Google and stuff, it's out of whack. So that's just a real good rule of thumb for you to be aware of. You want to have a lot of people following you, but you don't want to be following a lot of people. What it makes it look like is you've only got people following you because you're following them. So
okay,
don't be doing that.
I have a question. You said the result of that would be that it will throw Google out of whack. How so?
Well, it's because the basic rule is it makes it look like you're only following people so they'll follow you. So you want a lot more people following you than you're following them. So you should only be following 20% of the number that's following you. Otherwise,
okay,
your rankings will be kind of askew, is what I learned.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you've got 1,000 people that are following you, you don't want to be following 6,000 that. Because it makes it look like you're just following any old person out there. You don't want to be doing that.
Understood. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great question. Okay, so the next area I want to cover, this is something that I'm really, really passionate about. This will help you and your team to grow. I call it the religion of contact management and follow-up. Because the reason I call it a religion is because I'm really adamant about people utilizing a contact manager no matter what they're doing. It doesn't matter who you're talking to. Keep notes of conversations if you're in business so you can remember what somebody said to you. And if you're making phone calls, you really need to be using a headset. This is 2012, almost 2013. A telephone headset, and I don't sell them, so I'm not making any money here. This is my idea for you guys. I want you to be not getting a sore neck, and a headset will make you 43% more productive and reduce your muscle tension by at least 35% when you utilize a headset on the phone. So a contact manager, the reason you want a contact manager is it's a place for you to put the notes from a phone call. It's a place for you to put somebody's name, their phone number, their email address, the critical information that you have on them in one spot so you can find it. So today's Monday. If you made 40 calls today, you needed to put all those people in your contact manager when you made those calls. So every time you make a phone call on your phone, you should have the screen up for that person in your contact manager on your computer so that when you're talking to them, you're wearing a headset, you're typing notes into the data, into the space for that person in your contact manager. So let's say you got a voicemail. You leave them a voicemail message. So today's Monday. You type in got voicemail, left message. And then you go out and you set it up for a follow-up call 2 or 3 days from now. So now in your contact manager, it shows you're going to follow up with them on Wednesday or Thursday. Now you're done with that person. You don't have to remember what you were going to do with them down the road. Or if you had a conversation with them, you type the information in there. I talked to them. They're very interested about talking to me about Avon. We're going to get together for coffee. So if you had that conversation, if you're talking to 40 people in one day, there's no way that you can remember that information unless you have it in one space that's dedicated to that person. So let's say you talk to Susie, and Susie says, yeah, let's get together next week. Perfect. Okay, so you're typing that information to the contact manager under Susie. Then you say, what day next week and what time? So you find out a follow-up. Anytime you're talking to somebody, you always want to have closure on the next step. So Susie says 11 o'clock on Wednesday, the 26th is fine. So you put that down in your notes, and then you go ahead and close out that information today, and you make a forward note for the 26th, 11 o'clock, that you're going to have a coffee meeting with Susie in your contact manager. So that information can go on your calendar, but it's also in your notes for your contact manager. And this happens every single time you make a call. 40
okay.
times today because you made 40 calls.
Okay,
every
I have
single
a question. I hate to cut you off, but can you recommend, because I know people say, oh, what contact manager, outside of maybe ACT, what a contact manager would you recommend?
Good question. I used to use ACT. I used to teach people how to use ACT, and I haven't used it in years. I would recommend a contact manager that's a cloud application. That means it's stored up on a server up in the cloud, up in the sky. I use Contact Hero, and you can get a free 30-day trial. If you go to contacthero.com/trainertopgun, you'll see my picture on there. You can go ahead and sign in for a 30-day trial. This application, Pat, is $10 a month. It's $9.95 a month. There's also an iPhone app for it, so you can make your calls right off your phone, and it sends that data that you left on your phone up in the cloud for people to access it. So you're not doing your work twice. You're not doing data entry on your phone, then up in the cloud. Whatever you do on your phone will get transferred into Contact Hero in the sky. You just do it one time, and it's on your phone, and it goes into the application up in the cloud. So you can access it from any computer in the world. So if you and I were like bungee jumping off the Great Wall of China next month, and I wanted to go check my contact manager to see who I need to contact that day, I could go to the hotel, go to the computer in the business center, and bring up Contact Hero and see who I need to contact that day. So what I would do is I would send those people an email saying, I can't call you today, but I'm on vacation, and I'll be in touch with you as soon as I get back in country. So that way I'm at least not dropping the ball. The main reason you want to have a contact manager is you want to know what you said to them. You want to have a history. You want to have everything in one place, and you don't want to drop the ball. The worst thing in the world is having an appointment coming up, and you don't have a phone number or a name or any information about that upcoming phone call or appointment. That's why you have a contact manager. It's really huge to your success in business. I've got a story. You led me into that because you mentioned ACT, Pat. But I've got a story where I made $20,000 in April of 1999 from making 4 phone calls using ACT. I got a trophy. I got a $20,000 check. Biggest sale in company history of $113,000 just because I made 4 phone calls and I beat out the national sales manager of the company I was at because I followed up. I ended up in Phoenix getting the sale because I made 4 phone calls. The first 3 phone calls, I never heard from the guy. The 4th one got me the appointment, got me the sale. So a lot of people will teach you that the devil is in the details and you've got to make the calls. You know, your next big distributor might be 6 calls away. You just don't know what's going on in their life. They could be on vacation. They could be in the hospital. Here's the scary thing about the business that you're in of direct sales. And, Pat, I'm sure you've learned this the hard way. You don't want to be sitting in church talking to somebody else that you know that is on your chicken list that you never approached because you never put them in your contact manager because you were too scared to call. Call the people on your chicken list. Okay, baseline strategy is something I wanted to share with you folks tonight. Baseline strategy is taking anything that you're doing and adding one thing to it. So if you're making 5 or 10 calls a day, the new baseline strategy would be to add 5 more calls in the day. That's going to give you 5 times 20 business days. That's going to give you 100 phone calls more a month than you were making last month. That's baseline strategy. So calling people on your chicken list is a huge thing. You don't want to be sitting in church talking to somebody that you know and find out that they're in Avon and you were afraid to invite them.
We have 60 seconds.
Pardon me?
We have 60 seconds left.
60 seconds?
Uh-huh.
In the call. Really?
Uh-huh. Yes. I understand.
All right. All right. Well, so what I want to share with you folks out there is about our ongoing mentoring program with Eric Laufholm. It's called Unstoppable Selling Program. And Pat asked me to give you guys an irresistible offer tonight. And the program is a lifetime sales mentoring with one of the greatest sales Masters on the Planet Today. This is a weekly call with Eric Laufholm. Every week for the rest of your life, you'll be on the call with Eric. We have a two-day boot camp coming up in San Francisco, December 8th and 9th. If you can't make it, we're going to be doing it by a webcast so you can still see it. You can get all 12 modules of our training either on your iPad or your iPhone. The program is on our website. It's $1,295. By signing up with me tonight, I'm going to give you a $996 discount, making it $299. Pat asked me to lower it. I'm going to lower it to $249. You can do it for $249 or $49 down and $25 a month for 12 months. So if you go tonight, right now, next 10 minutes, I'll also give you a $100 free audio of Eric's 100-plus golden nuggets. All you have to do is call me at 408-679-4050 or go out to our website, which is silverprotege.com/special. silverprotege.com/special. And you can sign up for the program tonight. You've been a great audience. Thanks for being here, and I hope I offered you some golden nuggets that you didn't have this morning when you woke up. Thank you, Pat. Pat? 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 Pat?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? John, can you hear me? Hello? Okay, so I guess, I've lost John. So anyway, I'm going to say, if you was unable to get John's information, just call me at, or email me at pat@nyelitetravel.com. That's pat@nyelitetravel.com. Good night, everyone, and thank you for being a part of the call.
AVS Media Demo.